谢主哈，最近神把诗篇二十三篇摆在不同的弟兄的心中哈。
Praise the Lord. Recently, the Lord put Psalm 23 in brother and sister's heart.
Yeah, 今天早晨我的负担也是要从诗篇二十三篇来看见，一方面从圣经的话看见神是如何牧养我。
And then this morning my burden is the same, and then we see from the words of the Lord and see how He shepherds us.
然后我们应当如何彼此牧养。
And then how do we shepherd one another?
好，我们先还是把诗篇二十三篇读一次。
Let's read Psalm 23.
翻到以后我们大家一起来读。
Let's read together.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restored my soul. He guards me in the path. He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们感谢，我们赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
早晨，我们能够这样来到你的面前。
This morning we come before you.
主啊，我们能够像羊来到牧人面前一样。
We come before you like sheep come before the shepherd.
我们能够安息在主的面前。
We can be quiet before you.
主啊，我们求主在我们的面前来带领我们走我们的道路。
Lord, you guide our path before us.
因为你乃是带领我们走一条义路。
Because you guide us in the path of the righteous.
也让我们学习如何来跟随我们的牧人。
Let us learn how to follow our shepherd.
不但经过青草地和溪水边。
Not only come to the green pastures and the quiet waters.
也能够经过死荫的幽谷。
And we also will go through the valley of the valley of the shadow of the death.
好让我们能够经历那个福杯满溢的光景。
So that we can experience our cup overflow.
主啊，当我们早晨一同在你话语面前的时候。
When we come before the word of you this morning.
求你用油来膏我们的头。
May you anoint in our head.
让我们能够明白你的话。
So that we can understand your words.
听见圣灵在我们心中的话。
And speak and hear the words that Holy Spirit speak to our hearts.
我们感谢你今天把我们摆在神的家中。
We thank you, you place us in the house of the God.
让我们能够有这样的一个盼望，就是一生一世能够住在你的殿中。
So that we find hope that we can dwell in the house of God forever.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们感谢神，在以色列人的历史当中，神在以色列人当中设立了牧人。
And we thank the Lord, in Israelites, God has set a shepherd in their house.
在先知书里面呢，说以色列人他们当中有三个牧人。
In the book of prophets, among Israelites, they have three shepherds.
或者说三种牧人
or three kinds of shepherds.
一种呢是君王，是首领
one is the leaders, the kings.
另外呢一种就是祭司
and another is priests.
那还有呢就是先知
and then is the prophets.
先知、祭司、君王都是神在以色列人当中所设立的牧人
prophet, priest and a king, they are the shepherds in Israelites.
好，那弟兄姊妹，那这跟我们有什么关系呢？
And the brothers says, what is touch to do with us?
也许我们觉得，那我也，我好像不是君王，也不是先知，也不是祭司。
I'm not a king. I'm not a priest. I'm not a prophet.
今天在新约里面，每一个人都是祭司。
In New Testament, we all are priest.
在新约的里面，每一个人都能够来明白神的旨意。
In the New Testament, each of us will understand the will of God.
因此，每一个人都是先知。
So each one of us, we are prophet.
而且有一天，我们要与基督一同作王。
And one day we will be king with Christ.
因此，我们都是君王。
So we are all kings.
所以在新约的里面，神给我们有一个相当荣耀的一个呼召。
So in the New Testament, God gave us a glorious calling.
就是让我们每一个人在地上都有君王、有祭司、有先知的那个生命。
So that we have the life of a prophet, a priest, and a king.
换句话说，我们都有这个托付要做一个牧人。
In another word, we are entrusted to be a shepherd.
当然，在我们的家庭生活里面，做父母的就是你的子女的牧人。
In family life, as parents, you are the shepherd for your children.
因此，不管是在家庭生活的里面，或者在教会生活当中，我们都应该知道什么是牧人，如何做一个好牧人。
In family life, in church life, we all should know how can we be a good shepherd.
这个牧人的这个职分呢，不是在少数的人身上的。
The ministry of a shepherd is not only for a few people.
因为保罗说你们要彼此来担当你们的重担。
Because Paul says you have to share a burden.
所以这个牧人的这样的一个服事呢，是属于所有的弟兄姊妹的。
So a service to be a shepherd is for everyone.
因此今天我们就需要从神的话语里面来学习如何能够做一个牧人。
So today, let us learn from the word of the Lord and how can be a shepherd.
也盼望主在新的这一年的当中呢，让我们都有一个负担起来，在牧养的事情上把我们的那一份摆上去。
I hope in this new year, we all can rise up and then to have the function for being a shepherd.
大卫呢，他从小就是一个牧人。
David was a shepherd when he was young.
因此他能够在生活的经历当中写出这么美丽的23篇。
That's why he can write this beautiful song in Psalm chapter 23.
但是你仔细想的时候呢，诗篇二十三篇不是从一个牧人的角度来写的。
If you think of it, you know, when he wrote Psalm 23, it's not in the perspective of a shepherd.
诗篇二十三篇是从羊的角度来写的。
And the author consider himself as a sheep.
所以大卫呢，他有这个做羊的经历。
He has experience to be a sheep.
他曾经被这个真的牧人牧养过的。
Because he has really experienced being shepherded by a true shepherd.
因此他能够从这个羊的角度来写诗篇二十三篇。
So he can write Psalm 23 as a sheep.
作为一个人必须要先被神牧养过，这个人才能够成为一个好牧人。
So a person being a shepherd, he has to be shepherded by Lord first.
因此神就是在大卫的生命当中先做了他的好牧人。
So God himself become a good shepherd for David first.
然后呢，他能够拣选大卫做以色列的牧人。
Then he chose David to become a shepherd for the house of Israel.
因此，当我们读诗篇二十三篇的时候
，So when we read Psalm 23,
一方面我们要接受神的牧养
，And on one hand we have to accept the shepherding from the Lord.
然后，当神来怎么样牧养我们的时候呢，我们也同样的来牧养其他的弟兄姊妹。
And we will shepherd. Other brothers and sisters, as calling to what we were shepherded by the Lord.
大卫写这首诗篇的时候，他头一句话说：“他说耶和华是我的牧者。”
When David wrote this song, he said the first line is "The Lord is my shepherd."
这一句是非常重要的一句话。
This is very important.
这也是一个非常肯定的一句话。
And then he has the assurance for when he say this.
只有耶和华是我们的牧者。
Only the Lord is our shepherd.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们来思想的话，一只羊到底需要什么？
Dear brothers and sisters, if we think of what is the need of a sheep.
当然，一只羊有很多的需要。
Of course, a sheep has many needs.
它有生活的需要。
You have needs in life.
他也有安全的需要。
He has needs for protection.
他也有疾病上的需要。
He has needs when he gets sick.
有很多各方面的需要。
He has many needs.
但是一只羊所有的需要都能够在牧人的那里得到满足。
He can be, all his needs can be satisfied in his shepherd.
没有一样羊的需要当中没有一样是牧人不能满足的。
And the shepherds can satisfy all needs of a sheep.
因此如果这个羊只要有了牧人以后，他所有一生所有的需要都能够得到满足。
As a sheep, all his needs will be satisfied if he has a shepherd.
这就是大卫他的一个经历里面所出来的一句话。
This is what come from David through his experiences.
大卫告诉我们，在大卫一生里面，他所有的一切的需要都能够在耶和华的身上能够得到满足。
Through the experience of David, he told us all his needs are be satisfied in his shepherd.
因此，除了在神以外呢，他没有其他的好处。
So he has no goodness apart from God.
这是那句话的意思。
That's the meaning of that sentence.
所以弟兄姊妹，早晨我们来思想一下。
So dear brothers, let us meditate this morning.
今天早晨在我们当中所有的弟兄姊妹们。
Among all the brothers and sisters here.
我们能不能够在神的面前说这一句话？
Can we say this before the Lord?
我们能不能够在神的面前说耶和华是我的牧者？
Can we say the Lord is my shepherd?
你知道你说这一句话的时候，你的意思是说你告诉神说我所有的需要都在你的里面能够得到满足。
When you say this, you are telling God, all my needs can be satisfied in you.
在神之外，我没有任何其他的好处。
There's no other goods apart from God.
如果你能够这样说的话，
If you say so,
你才有资格说耶和华是我的牧者。
Then you really mean it. The Lord is my shepherd.
如果你不是这样的话，
If you don't mean that,
那今天早晨你不能说这句话，耶和华是我的牧者。
So this morning you cannot say that the Lord is my shepherd.
大卫说，耶和华是我的牧者。
David said the Lord is my shepherd.
我的好处不在你以外。
There's no good apart from you.
在耶和华之外，我没有别的好处。
There's no good apart from the Lord.
在耶和华之外，我没有别的需要。
We have no other needs. Apart from the Lord.
如果我们真够能够这样的话，
If we really mean this,
我们就能够说耶和华是我的牧者。
Then surely we can say the Lord is my shepherd.
我们如果要在教会里面学习来做牧养的工作，
If we have to learn to be how to shepherding in church,
我们首先要被神牧养。
We have been shepherded by the Lord first.
要牧养到一个程度，我们能够说耶和华。
To the point we can say the Lord is my shepherd.
在神以外，我没有任何其他的好处。
There's no good apart from the Lord.
如果主真是我们的牧者，
If the Lord truly is our shepherd,
那我们就不致缺乏。
We shall not want.
我们没有其他的需要了。
We have no other needs.
但是今天为什么我们还是常常觉得我们有很多其他的需要呢？
But why today we feel like we have many needs?
为什么我们感觉好像是我的责任要去找青草地呢？
And then why do we feel like it's my responsibility to look for green pastures?
为什么我们觉得好像是我的责任我要去找溪水边呢？
And then why do we feel like we are responsible to go look for the quiet waters? fears?
为什么面临这个死荫的幽谷，我里面还会有惧怕呢？
And then why do we fear when we go through the valley of the shadow of the death?
因为耶和华不是我们的牧者。
Because for us, the Lord is not our shepherd.
因此我们就有缺乏。
So that we want many things.
如果主真是我们的牧者的话，
If the Lord truly is our shepherd,
那我们能够像大卫一样说，我不致缺乏。
So we can say like David, say, I shall not want.
所以这是非常非常美丽的一件事情。
This is very beautiful.
这也是我们值得来思考的一件事情。
We should meditate this.
今天神是不是我们的牧者？
Is the Lord our shepherd?
今天我们是不是还有缺乏？
Do we still have needs?
如果我们还是有缺乏的，
If we still want many things,
表示神还不是我们的牧者。
It means the Lord is not truly your shepherd.
让我们回到神的面前。
Let us come back before the Lord.
接受神对我们的牧养。
And then to accept the shepherding from the Lord.
然后我们学习彼此的牧养。
Then we learn to shepherd one another.
我们从诗篇二十三篇学习，那神怎么牧养我们呢？
And from Psalm 23, and then we let's learn how the Lord shepherd us.
我们怎么来接受神的牧养呢？
How do we receiving the shepherding from the Lord?
我们又怎么样来彼此牧养呢？
And then how do we shepherd one another?
这里面诗篇告诉我们有八件事情。
Psalm 23 tells us eight things.
所以我们从这个八个方面来认识，来接受神的牧养。
Let us to understand, to accept the shepherding from the Lord from these eight aspects.
也学习彼此牧养。
And to learn to shepherd one another.
我们做父母的也从这八件事情来学习如何教养我们的孩子。
As parents, we need to learn how to shepherd our children.
头一件事情呢，就是要带领那个羊躺卧在青草地上。
The first thing is we need leads the sheep, lie down in the green pastures.
这是头一件事情。
That's the first thing.
这也是我们做父母的头一件事情，要喂羊。
That's the first thing as a parent, you have to shepherd your children.
那也是头一件事情，我们接受神的喂养的时候呢，要接受神给我们的青草地。
And then that's the first thing, we have to receive the green pastures from the Lord.
这个羊啊，是依靠牧人来到青草地上。
The sheep, comes to the green pastures by the guidance of the shepherd.
羊不知道哪里有青草地。
The sheep doesn't know where has the green pastures.
羊也不知道哪个青草地是好的，哪个青草地是有毒的。
And the sheep doesn't know which green pastures has nutrient, which one has the poison.
对那个羊来讲的话，所有的草都是好的。
For the sheep, all the green pastures are good.
所有的草他都吃的。
And he will eat all of them.
因此他需要那个牧人来带他到那个好的那个青草地。
So he needs a shepherd to take him to the good green pasture.
只有羊知道在某一个时间这个羊需要吃什么样的草。
Only the shepherd knows and in what certain time this sheep needs what kind of grass.
因为羊知道牧人知道羊的光景。
Because the shepherd knows the sheep.
因此他能够在最适当的时间把羊带到合适的那个青草地。
So in the appropriate time, he will bring the sheep to the certain green pasture.
青草地就是属灵的食物。
The green pasture is our spiritual food.
所以今天我们也有这样属灵食物的需要。
So we all have the spiritual food need.
我们也发现今天很多的弟兄姊妹也非常的渴慕这个属灵的粮食。
And then we discovered that many brothers and sisters, we are long for the spiritual food.
因此呢，也有这样的一个情形，想去找青草地。
So we are looking for the green pastures.
有的时候呢，弟兄姊妹也能够在网络上找到很多青草地的。
Sometimes, brothers and sisters, you can find green pastures on internet.
现在这个情形就是好像到处都有属灵的粮食。
And it seems like everywhere you can find spiritual food.
但是你怎么知道那个青草地是好的呢？
But how do you know that green pasture is the good one?
你怎么知道那个青草地是合适你的呢？
How do you know that one is your food?
有的时候我们也没有去分辨那个青草地是不是好的，我们不但自己吃了呢，还把它送给其他的弟兄姊妹。
And sometimes we don't have the discernment. We eat and we give it to other brothers and sisters.
当我们把这个我们所得到的这个网络上所得到的东西要介绍给另外一个弟兄姊妹的时候，我们要想两件事情。
Before you send this food to other sisters from the internet, you have to think of two things.
第一件事情呢，你要知道说这个到底是不是好的青草地。
First of all, you have to discern, is this green pasture a good one?
到底这个是好的草吗？
Is this a good grass?
那如果你没有把握的话呢，应该和其他的弟兄或姊妹有一点交通。
If you're not sure, you should fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
让别的弟兄姊妹给你有一点意见，这个青草地到底是好的还是不好的。
And then let other brothers and sisters give you opinions and then to see this is a good or a bad one.
第二，你要想想你要送的这个人。
And then secondly, you have to think the one you're sending to.
你对他的认识有多少？
How much do you know this person?
你对他的属灵的光景的了解有多少？
And how much do you know about this person's spiritual condition?
这一个青草地到底合不合适他现在？
Is this food good for him in that time?
这是一个牧人要做的事情。
That is the thing a shepherd has to do.
牧人不会把所有的草都给他的羊吃的。
And the shepherd will not give all the green grass to his sheep.
因此我们今天也是这样。
So do us.
所以我们不应该把从网络上来的东西呢就送给所有的弟兄姊妹。
So we should not send the things you think is good to every brother and sister.
因为你不可能了解教会里面所有弟兄姊妹的属灵光景。
Because you don't know each one of their spiritual condition.
你也不知道你所看到的到底是不是一个好的青草地。
And then you also don't know what you see is a good green pasture or not.
所以我们只能在我们确定这是一个好的青草地以后，我们送给我们所认识的那个弟兄姊妹。
And after you confirm this is a good green pasture, you will send to an appropriate brother or sister.
弟兄姊妹，牧人还做一件非常重要的事。
And then, the shepherd also will do another thing which is very important.
他要让这个羊能够躺卧在青草地上。
And he will let the sheep lie down by the green pastures.
让这个羊能够把那个青草能够消化掉。
So that the sheep can digest what he eats.
把那个青草变成他身上的力量。
And then let the green grass becomes the nutrient, the strength of him.
所以没有一个好牧人会让这个羊在那边吃完草就把它带走的。
Okay. And then there's no shepherd, and then just take the sheep away right after the sheep eats.
青草地，它必须要躺卧在那个地方。
The sheep has to lie down on the green pasture.
然后把那个他所得到的那个青草完全消化以后。
And until he told, he fully digests what he eats.
然后呢，他才能够从那个地方离开。
Then the sheep can leave.
今天我们如果自己都没有躺卧在青草地上。
If we have never lie down on the green pasture,
我们也没有办法让其他的弟兄姊妹躺卧在青草地上。
There's no way for us to let other brothers and sisters lie down on the green pasture.
我们在读主的话的时候，我们有没有躺卧在青草地上？
When we read the word from the Lord, do we lie down in the green pasture?
让这个神的话真正成为我们里面生命的一部分。
And then may the word of the Lord truly become the part of our life.
不是只是我们头脑里面的知识而已。
Not only just the head knowledge.
这是我们牧人所带领我们的头一步。
And that's the first step at being a shepherd.
这也是我们要服侍弟兄姊妹的头一步。
This is the first step if we want to serve brothers and sisters.
第二步呢，就是要领我在可安歇的水边。
The second step is he leads me beside quiet waters.
当我们在学习跟随主的时候。
When we learn to follow the Lord.
在我们蒙恩得救以后。
After we were saved.
我们要学习一件非常重要的功课。
And we have to learn a very important lesson.
就是常常能够到那个可安歇的水边。
That is, we have to often come besides the still waters.
这个在我们里面的那个圣灵就是那个可安歇的水边。
The Holy Spirit is that quiet water.
因为我们人蒙恩得救的那一天开始，圣灵就住在我们的里面。
From the day that we were saved, the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
圣灵在我们里面是温柔的，常常用微小的声音向我们说话。
He gently speaks to us in small voice.
好像那个安静的流水一样。
It's like the quiet water.
因此，我们要学习能够常常 安歇在那个水边。
So we have to learn calm beside the quiet water.
让神能够来向我们说话。
So that the Lord can speak to us.
让神能够带领我们。
So the Lord can guide us.
因此我们彼此服侍的时候也是这样。
And so do we when we serve one another.
但是有的时候弟兄姊妹向我们请教一些事物。
When some brothers and sisters ask us something,
他们有一些问题。
They have questions.
来到我们面前的时候。
When they come to us,
我们要把他带到可安歇的水边。
We need lead them to the quiet water.
我们常常不是这样。当有人有问题的时候呢，那我们就给他我们的答案。
And then sometimes we don't do this. When they have come with questions, we give them answer immediately.
不管他有什么问题呢，我们按照我们的经历和我们以前的做法，我们马上给别人一个答案。
And no matter what question is, we just immediately give them answers according to our own experiences.
特别是我们的孩子。
And especially our children.
当我们孩子来我们面前的时候，我们很快就给他一个答案。
When our kids come ask questions, we give them answers immediately.
这个不是带他到可安歇的水边。
That is not called we take them beside the quiet water.
这个叫做带他到我们的面前。
And this is called we take them before to us.
因为所有的事情如果都是你能够解决的话，
if you can solve every problem,
你就把人都带到你的面前了。
And you bring people to you.
因此我们服侍弟兄姊妹不是这样。
And then we don't serve brothers and sisters this way.
我们要把弟兄姊妹带到安可安歇的水边。
We need take brothers and sisters to the quiet waters.
那你说我怎么能够把一个人带到可安歇的水边呢？
How can I take a person to become a still water?
你和他一起祷告。
Pray with him.
如果今天有人有一件事情带到你的面前，
If there's a person bring an issue to you,
你不要告诉他你应该怎么做。
Don't tell him you should do this or that.
你跟他一起祷告。
Pray with him together.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
看主怎么说。
And then let's see what the Lord will speak.
如果我们这样做的话呢，两个人都到可安歇的水边。
If we do so, both of you will come to the still water.
如果今天在家里面有一件事情需要做决定的。
If you need make a decision at your house.
夫妻不要吵架。
Husband and wife don't argue.
我们先到主面前，我们一起祷告。
Let's come before the Lord and pray first.
到可安歇的水。
And come to the still water first.
让这可安歇的水边来告诉我们。
And let the still water tells us what to do.
如果当小孩子有一件事情到你面前来了。
And when your child come to you for a need.
你不要告诉他你要这样做。
Don't tell him you need to do this way.
你说我们一起来到主面前来祷告。
And let's pray before the Lord.
我们祷告以后，然后你再问他说，那你主对你怎么说呢？
And after we pray, you can ask your child, and do you hear what the Lord tells you?
让这个孩子学习听那个可安歇水边的声音。
Let your child to learn how to listen to the water.
有一天这个孩子要离开你的。
And one day your child will leave you.
有一天这个孩子听不见你的声音的。
And one day your child will not hear you anymore.
但是如果这个孩子知道那个可安歇的水边，他会听那个声音的话。
If your child know to go to the quiet waters, he will hear the words from the Lord.
那你就放心了。
Then you will you have no worry.
所以我们要趁孩子还在我们身边的时候，要带领他来到可安歇的水边。
Take your child to the quiet waters when he's with you now.
但是我们自己如果不来到可安歇的水边的话，怎么能够让孩子来到可安歇的水边呢？
But if we don't come to the quiet waters, how can we lead our child to here?
因此，当我们有一件事情的时候，当我们有一个决定要做的时候，我们一定自己要来到可安歇的水边。
When there is a problem to us, when we need make a decision, we have to come to the still water.
这是神来带领我们的方式。
That is the way that the Lord leads us.
这也是我们彼此牧养的一个方式。
And that is the way that we shepherd for one another.
凡事当我们遇见事情的时候，
when there is an issue come out，
我们遇见难题的时候，
when we have difficulties，
头一件事情就是到可安歇的水边。
The first thing first, and we need come before the still water.
让我们接受神的牧养。
Let us being shepherded by the Lord.
这是第二步。
That's the second step.
然后第三步是什么呢？
What is the third step?
它使我的灵魂苏醒啊。
He restores my soul.
那为什么羊要需要被苏醒呢？
And why the sheep needs the soul needs to be restored?
因为羊是非常软弱的。
Because sheep are weak.
所以羊的光景是起起伏伏的。
So the condition of a sheep is ups and downs.
今天看他非常高兴。
And today he can be very happy.
明天呢，他非常的忧愁的。
And tomorrow he will start worrying.
我们就是这样。
That's us.
这个礼拜看起来挺高兴的，祷告很大声的。
And we're happy this week. We can pray loudly.
哎呀，下个礼拜来的时候呢，不祷告了。
And next week you come, you can't pray.
怎么搞得上礼拜祷告很大声，这礼拜？
So other people wonder what happened to him.
哎呀，上礼拜是喜啊，这个礼拜是福啊。
Because last week he had good days, and this week and he came down.
我们人就是这样。
That's us.
我们人是容易起起伏伏的。
So we are very temperamental.
我们的心情是上上下下，高高低低的。
Our emotions goes ups and downs.
是没有什么奇怪的。
There is not surprise.
因为保罗不是说吗？他说有谁软弱我不软弱呢
？Didn't Paul has say who is weak without my being weak？
连保罗也会软弱的。
Even Paul has weaknesses。
因此，每一个人都需要被牧人来苏醒一下的。
And so, each one of us we need to be restored by our shepherd。
如果我们从来没有被神苏醒过的话，我们也没有办法去苏醒任何一个其他的人的。
If ourselves never being restored by the Lord, and there's no way we can restore others。
我们如何能够让人苏醒呢
？But how can we restore other people's soul？
哦，你一定要能够体恤别人的软弱。
You have to understand their weaknesses。
如果你不体恤别人的软弱，你永远没有办法让人苏醒。
If you don't have a sympathy on other people's weakness, you will never restore that person.
所以当神的心里面要呼召彼得做牧人的时候
，So when the Lord called Peter to be a shepherd,
那彼得有一个难处啊。
And Peter has a difficulty.
彼得不体会别人的软弱。
He has no sympathy on others.
他说什么呢
？What did he say?
众人都跌倒的话呢，我永不跌倒。
He say, even though everybody fall, I will never fall.
你看这样的人对人有体恤吗
？Does he has any sympathy on others?
啊，这个彼得能够体恤别人吗
？Can Peter have sympathy on others?
彼得的意思说，别人都是软弱的，我是不软弱的。
What he said means other people are weak, but I am not.
这样的人如何体恤别人的软弱
？And such person, how can he has a sympathy on others?
这样的人如何能够让别人苏醒？
How can such person restore others?
大家看到彼得就有点害怕。
And then when people see Peter, they're just afraid of him.
他不可能做一个好牧人的。
He cannot be a good shepherd.
所以主耶稣要让他有一天经历到他自己软弱下来。
That's why the Lord one day let Peter experience that he know that he is weak too.
在大祭司的院子里面，这个彼得倒下来。
And then Peter fall in the yard of the high priest.
当他倒下来以后呢，他才能够经历到主耶稣对他的体恤啊。
And then after he fell, then he will understand the sympathy from the Lord.
然后主把他苏醒过来了以后。
After the Lord restored him.
哦，这个时候彼得不一样了。
Then Peter will be Peter was the different.
这个时候彼得对人有体恤了。
Then he has sympathy on others.
他对别人的软弱，他有体恤了。
And he will understand other people's weaknesses.
他知道他也会软弱的。
Because he knew he was weak too.
所以后来呢，在彼得经历里面，他碰到一个人呐、啊，那个人软弱下来了。
So later on in Peter's life, he met a person. That person was weak.
那个人就是马可。
That was Mark.
那个马可软弱了。
Mark was weak.
马可跟保罗服侍不下去了。
And then Mark was follow Paul, and to the point he couldn't follow him anymore.
他就回来了。
And he came back.
这个保罗啊，保罗就不要马可了。
And and Paul doesn't want Mark go with him anymore.
但是呢，彼得呢就扶持这个马可。
And then Peter served Mark.
彼得就让这个马可呢就苏醒过来了。
And then, then Peter restored.
所以我们今天才有马可福音啊。
That's why we have the Gospel of Mark.
如果不是因为彼得能够被主制作了一下，成为一个牧人的话
，If we're not being taught by the Lord,
今天我们就没有马可福音。
And then we will not read the book of Mark.
所以今天我们做牧人要有一个能够体恤别人软弱的一个心肠。
And then as a shepherd, we have to have a heart to have a sympathy to others.
我们要像雅各一样。
We need to be like James.
当那个他的哥哥以扫说我们一起上路的时候。
Jacob. Okay. When Esau tell him, let us go to the journey together.
那个雅各就说，他说我的孩子啊，非常年幼，很娇嫩的。
Jacob told Esau, my children are young, and they are frail.
我的孩子呢，也是在乳养的时候。
And then my children.Are young.
这个时候如果我们赶路的话呢，他们就会死了。
If we hurry on the journey, they will die.
因此我呢，我只能按照我的羊群和我孩子的力量呢，我慢慢的走，你就先回去吧。
So he told his brother, okay, according to the pace of my cattle and my children, I have to slow down. So you go first.
所以雅各呢，他有一个牧人的心。
And then so Jacob has a heart of a shepherd.
因此他按照羊群的力量呢，来跟着那个羊群往前。
And then he followed, he walked by the pace, of the flock.
今天我们的主是我们的好牧人。
Our Lord is our good shepherd.
他能够体恤我们的软弱。
And he understands our weaknesses.
因此我们也要学习有这个体恤人的心。
So we have to learn to have a sympathy on others.
这是第三。
That's the third step.
第四。
The fourth.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
He guides me in the path of the righteousness for his name's sake.
在中东的时候，那个牧人都是在羊的前面走的。
In the Middle East, the shepherd always walks before the flock.
那羊呢是跟着牧人，在牧人的后面的。
The sheep follow the shepherd.
所以这个牧人的路呢，就是这个羊的路。
The path of the shepherd is the path of the sheep.
那个牧人走什么路呢？那羊就走什么路。
Whatever the shepherd walks on, so do the sheep.
那个神如果走的是义路的话呢，那个跟着神的人的走的也是义路。
If the path of the Lord is the righteousness, the followers also walks on the righteousness.
神的公义是一条可行的路。
And the righteousness of the Lord is the way that we can step on.
那主耶稣走的是什么路呢？
And what is the path that our Lord walks?
那个义人在地上走的是一条什么路呢？
And then what is the path of a righteous one?
我们如果读圣经的话，我们就发现主耶稣在地上走的一条路叫做行神旨意的路。
And then if we read the Bible, we know the path that the Lord Jesus walks is, and he does the will of God.
主耶稣在地上所说的每一句话，所做的每一件事，都是按照神的旨意。
Everything that he does is follow the will of God.
这个叫做义路。
That is called the path of the righteous.
这也是我们今天在地上要学习走的一条路。
And this is the path that we need to learn and walk on.
我们要在地上来学习，凡事要照着神的旨意而行。
We have to learn in everything we need to follow the will of God.
如果我们自己是这样的一个人，
If we are such person,
我们自己是这样的，在地上生活。
If we live like this,
如果有人来跟随我们的话，他们也是走在这条义路上。
If someone follow us, they will also walk on this path of righteousness.
这是第四件。
This is the third step.
第五件。
The fifth.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
我们每一个人都会经过死荫的幽谷。
We all have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
这件事情是肯定的。
That's for sure.
也许你从前没有经过，但是我相当的有把握，将来有一天每一个人都会经过死荫的幽谷。
Maybe you have never.I went through yet, but I am sure each one of us will go through that valley of the shadow.
因此，我们必须要知道如何扶持在死荫幽谷当中的弟兄姊妹。
So we have to learn how to restore brother or sister who is walking in the valley of the shadow of death.
因此，我们要学习那主是怎么来扶持我们的呢
？And so we have to learn how the Lord restored us.
当我们在死荫的幽谷的里面的时候，我们的主是怎么样来扶持我们的
？And how our Lord restored us when we walk in the valley of the shadow of the death.
大卫说呢, 我不怕遭害, 因为你与我同在。
David says, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
为什么大卫觉得神让他没有惧怕呢?
Why David has no fear?
因为他发现神在那里面。
Because he knows the Lord was with him.
他在死荫幽谷的时候, 神与他同在。
When he is in the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord was there with him.
所以今天我们如何服侍 我们的弟兄姊妹, 当他们经过死荫的幽谷呢?
And how do we serve the brother, a brother or a sister when this person is walking in the valley of the shadow of death?
我们与他同在。
We are with them.
不是我们能说什么话。
It is not that we can say.
人的话常常是不能够安慰别人的。
Our words often cannot comfort others.
也不是我们能做什么事。
It is not that we can do for this person.
有的时候实在没有什么事我们能够做的。
And many times that is nothing we can do.
但是我们需要与他同在。
But we need to be with that person.
那个就是我们服侍弟兄姊妹。
That is to serve our brother or sister.
那就是在死荫幽谷当中我们的侍奉。
That is our service when a person is in the valley of the shadow of death.
不需要说什么。
We don't have to say anything.
说错了反而不好。
If we say something wrong, it's not good.
说错了就像约伯的三个朋友一样。
If you say something wrong, you will like the three friends of Job.
不去还好。
It's better for you not go.
去了以后, 约伯更加的伤心。
If you go, you just make Job it's sadder.
因此, 当我们要学习来服侍我们的弟兄, 他们在死荫的幽谷的时候,
when we learn to serve a brother or a sister when this person is in the valley of shadow of death,
我们要与他们同在。
We need to be with that person.
我们要把我们的时间拿出来。
We need to take time. Be with that person.
这就是我们的服侍。
That is our service.
第六件。
The sixth step.
你的杖你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
那个杖啊, 是用来对付什么的呢?
What is the rod? What is the function of the rod?
在旷野里面有的时候有狮子, 有的时候有熊, 有狼啊。
Because there are lions, bears, or wolves in the wilderness.
因此呢, 那个杖呢, 是用来对付狼, 对付狮子, 对付熊的。
So the rod can come to deal with the wolf, the bear, and the lion.
今天, 在神的儿女当中呢, 我们也会遇到许许多多这样的事情。
In the children of God, we also encounter such things.
我们会碰到许多的不同的异端的讲法。
And then sometimes we will encounter some pagan doctrines.
有的时候我们也会碰到假先知。
Sometimes we will encounter those false prophets.
或者是仇敌的谎言。
And also the deception from the enemy.
这个时候我们手中需要有一个杖的。
And then we need a rod in our hand.
我们有那个杖, 我们能够抵挡那个仇敌所 所放在我们周围的东西。
So we have to have the rod to against what the enemy tried to put into us.
这个杖也是用来数点, 羊群的。
The rod also counts the sheep.
当, 晚上羊群回羊圈的时候,
when the sheep come back to the fold in the evening,
牧人就用那个杖来数那个羊群。
The shepherd counts the sheep by his rod.
有的时候这个羊会偏行几路的。
And then sometimes the sheep go astray.
羊会不听话的。
And they will not listen to the shepherd.
这个牧人呢, 就用这个杖呢, 把这个羊带回来。
And so the shepherd will take the sheep back by the rod.
因此这个杖是非常重要的。
So the rod is very important.
因此今天神也在教会里面给弟兄姊妹很多人有这样的恩赐, 你是手中有一个杖的人。
And then so the Lord have the gifts to us at his church. Many of us, we have the rod in our hands.
有的人有那个杖是可以抵挡谎言的。
And then some of us, we have the rod so we can against the lie.
有的人有那个杖是能够数点弟兄姊妹。
And then some of us, we have the rod that we can count brothers and sisters.
那有的人有的那个杖是能够把人带回来的。
And then some of us, we have the rod we can take the ashtrays one, go ashtrays when I'm back to church.
我们不要把那个杖收在我们的家里面，不用它。
Do not just leave that rod in your house.
我们需要把神给我们的杖拿出来，来学习，来服侍弟兄姊妹。
We need to take up the rod, and we need to learn to serve brothers and sisters.
那还有那个杆。
And also the staff.
杆和杖是不太一样的。
The staff is a little different than the rod.
杆在它的前面是有一个钩的。
The staff has a hook in the front.
就当那个羊群掉在沟里面的时候。
When the sheep fall into a ditch.
所以这个牧人可以用那个杆把这个羊勾回来。
The shepherd can use the hook and then let the sheep get out of the ditch.
这是也是我们会发生的情形。
That happens at a church.
有时候我们不小心的时候，也许我们当中甚至我们自己都会掉到沟里面的。
By not mindful, sometimes we or some brothers and sisters we will fall in the ditch.
那掉到沟里面，那个羊起不来的。
And then when you fall in the ditch, you cannot get up by your own.
要需要有人有杆。
And we need someone has the staff.
弟兄姊妹，我们当中有人有这样的恩赐的。
And then brothers and sisters, some of us among us, you have the gift.
神给你那个杆的恩赐。
And then God gave you the gift of having a staff.
你是可以把那个在沟里面的那个羊是可以把它勾回来的。
And you can help a sheep who fall in the ditch.
这样的恩赐在你身上你要来使用。
And you have to use this gift.
在教会里面需要有杖，需要有杆。
In church, we need rod and staff.
因此，在教会当中的这个群羊就能够得到安慰。
And so the sheep will be comforted.
第七。
The seventh.
在我敌人面前呢，你为我摆设筵席。
You prepare table before me in the presence of my enemies.
羊是不会摆设筵席的。
The sheep itself cannot set a table of a feast.
羊只会享受筵席。
And the sheep can only enjoy the feast.
但是他不会摆设筵席。
He cannot be set a table.
他更不能在敌人面前摆设筵席。
And then, of course, even he cannot set up a table before the enemy.
在敌人面前，羊就跑掉了。
And then, the sheep will scatter before the enemy.
他没有办法摆设筵席的。
Because itself cannot, he's not able to.
他跑还来不及呢。
And then he just won't run.
如何摆设筵席呢？
How can he set a table before the enemy?
只有当牧人在的时候
，Only when the shepherd is
there， 那个狼不敢过来
，And the wolves is don't dare to come。
只要牧人在那个时候
，When the shepherd is there，
那个狼就不敢靠近
，The wolf will never come near to the sheep。
那牧人能够在那里摆设筵席
，And then the shepherd can set a table，
让那个羊能够享受筵席
，So that the sheep can enjoy the feast。
只要有那个牧人在
，And then when the shepherd is there，
那个筵席就在那个地方
，And the table of the feast is there。
今天我们常常碰到各式各样的仇敌
，and then we encounter many enemies.
但是我们仍然要有宴席
，but we still need a feast.
我如何能够在这个仇敌的面前，我们能够摆设宴席呢
？And how can we prepare a table before our enemies?
今天我们需要那个牧人在我们当中
，we need the shepherd among us.
今天我们的牧人远远超过当时的牧人
，and today the shepherds are more than.The time when the Lord.
因为今天我们的大牧人已经胜过了仇敌了。
Because our great shepherds have overcome the enemy.
今天我们的这个牧人已经在十字架上已经完全得胜了。
Our shepherd has won the victory on the cross.
因此今天仇敌已经成为我们的食物了。
So today our enemy is already the food to us.
不但我们可以在敌人面前能够摆设筵席，并且敌人就是我们的食物。
Not only we can prepare table before the enemy, but also the enemy is our food.
就像加勒和约书亚所说的。
Like what Caleb and Joshua said.
他说不要怕他们。
He said, "Do not afraid of them."
他们是我们的食物。
They are our food.
因此，今天我们当弟兄姊妹或教会遇见这个仇敌攻击的时候
，So today when we encounter the attack from the from the enemy,
我们要来宣告主耶稣的得胜。
We have to declare the victory of our Lord.
我们要学习来宣称主耶稣已经得胜了。
We have to learn to declare The Lord has won the victory.
因此我们能够在各样的环境里面来摆设筵席。
So that we can prepare the table in all circumstances.
我们可以坐在主的宴席的面前。
We can sit by the table.
让主的得胜成为我们每一天的得胜。
And then may the victory of the Lord becomes the victory of us.
因此今天我们要这样来服侍我们的弟兄姊妹。
So we need serve our brothers and sisters.
当我们的弟兄姊妹被仇敌所攻击的时候。
When our brothers or sisters be attacked by the enemy.
好像看见周围都是那个狼或熊的时候。
And it seems is wolves and bears around.
我们要到我们的弟兄面前说主已经得胜了。
We have to come to our brother and we have to tell him the Lord has won the victory.
已经完成了。
And it is accomplished.
今天我们可以来享受他的得胜。
We can come enjoy his victory.
我们可以在这个难处里面摆设筵席。
We can prepare a table in this difficulty.
让我们的弟兄姊妹也能够学习经历这样的一个得胜。
And let our brothers and sisters to learn and to experience such victory.
第八。
The eighth.
你用油膏了我的头。
You have anointed my head with oil.
当羊群在这个旷野，在青草地在吃青草的时候
，When the flock of sheep is eating in the green pasture, in the
wilderness, 有的时候他们会碰到旷野中间的荆棘啊，或者是蒺藜。
And then sometimes they will encounter the thorn or thistle bushes.
因此呢，这个羊呢的头呢会碰到。荆棘或者是蒺藜。
So the sheep's head will scratched by the thorn or thistles.
因此，羊受伤了，多半呢都在那个头上。
So mostly the wounds of a sheep is on the head.
因此，当晚上牧人来数点这个羊群的时候
，So when the shepherd come to count the sheep in the evening,
你要看看这个羊群有没有受伤的。
And he will look for if any of the sheep has wounds.
如果有受伤的怎么办呢
？And how does he do when he see there is a sheep has wound?
他就用油来膏那个羊的头。
He will anoint the head of that one who is.
那个油啊，就能够把那个羊头上的那个伤就能够医治过来。
And the oil will heal the wound of the head of the sheep.
这个代表什么呢
？What does that mean?
这代表圣灵的膏抹。
And that is that represents the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
那我们今天服侍弟兄姊妹有一个目的的。
And then we have a purpose when we serve brothers and sisters.
就是有一天，让我们弟兄姊妹都能够进入这个基督的丰满。
And then at this one day, all brothers and sisters, we will enter the fullness of Christ.
当我们被这个圣灵这样膏抹的时候
，When we are anointing by the Holy Spirit,
那代表说圣灵能够完全在我们身上能够做王掌权。
And that means the Holy Spirit, it will reigns over us.
圣灵在我们这个人身上有完全的主权。
And he has the authority over us.
如果圣灵的油膏了我们的头的以后。
And then after the Holy Spirit anointing our head,
我们这个人就进入那个基督的丰满里面。
We are in the fullness of Christ.
这是我们服侍弟兄姊妹的一个目的。
That is the purpose that one of the purposes that we serve our brothers and
sisters. 从第一步到青草地，到最后呢，能够进入基督的丰满。
From the first step, enter the green pastures to the last step, we can enter the fullness of Christ.
这是主在我们身上。的牧养
，That is the shepherd. That is the shepherding of the Lord.
我们需要接受基督的牧养。
We need receive the shepherding of the Lord.
因此，我们首先在青草地上。
So first of all, we need be in the green pasture.
那最后呢，我们进入基督的丰满。
And then to the end, we can enter the fullness of Christ.
这样，我们才能够在地上学习来服侍我们的弟兄姊妹。
In such way, we can learn to serve our brothers and sisters.
我们在家里面。学习这样来牧养我们的孩子。
And then we will learn to shepherd our children in our family.
从青草地上开始。
And we start from the green pasture.
到最后带入基督的丰满。
And then to the end, we bring them into the fullness of Christ.
如果我们是这样来牧养我们的孩子。
If we shepherd our children like this.
如果我们是这样的接受神的牧养。
If we are receiving the shepherding from the Lord.
如果我们这样的彼此的服侍。
If we serve one another like this.
就有三个结果。
There will be three results.
第一个结果就是福杯满溢。
The first is my cup overflows.
你看一个杯啊，要先满，然后才会溢出来。
You see, a cup has to be full first, then overflow.
这表示这个是丰满的一个记号。
And that is a mark of a fullness.
当这个羊得到满足以后
，When the sheep was satisfied.
当它的它进入了基督的丰满以后
，When the sheep entered the fullness of Christ.
当神在这个人身上的旨意得到成就的时候
，When God's will is accomplished on such person.
这个杯就溢出来了。
And then your cup overflows.
福杯就满溢了。
And then your cup overflows.
这是何等荣耀的一件事情。
How glorious this!
这是我们真是盼望，我们能够在我们这一生跟随主的路上呢，能够看见我们的福杯满溢出来。
I really hope all the way that after we follow our Lord, our cup will overflow.
我们也看盼望我们东京的孩子们，有一天呢，他们一个一个那个福杯都满溢了。
We want to see our children; their cup will overflow too.
我们也盼望在弟兄姊妹。当中做一家一家那个福杯都满溢出来。
We want to see each one of our family will our cup will overflow.
第二、这个、
，Secondly,
这个羊群它有一个把握了。
This flock has an assurance.
它有一个确据了。
He has an assurance.
这个确据是非常可贵的一个确据。
And this is a very precious assurance.
这个确据就是一生一世必有慈爱恩惠随着我。
The assurance is surely goodness and love kindness will follow me all the day of my life.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
因为我们每一个人一生都会碰到很多艰难的日子。
Because there are many difficult days in our life.
但是一个被神牧养过的人。
But if a person who was shepherded by the Lord,
他里面有一个确据。
He has an assurance.
就是在艰难的日子也有恩惠也有慈爱。
Even in the difficult days, there is goodness and love kindness.
在最艰难的日子，恩惠慈爱仍然随着我。
Even in the difficult days, God's goodness and kindness sure follow.
无论在任何一个环境里面，那个福杯仍然是满溢的。
No matter what circumstances, our cup always overflows.
这就是那样一个被牧养过的那个羊。
That is a sheep's life after he was shepherded by the.
对牧人不会有任何的怀疑了。
And then he will have no doubt for his shepherd.
必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And surely goodness and kindness will follow me.
第三。
The third result.
这个羊它有一个盼望。
This sheep has a hope.
他说：“我要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。”
He said, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore."
这个那羊的心里面有一个爱慕的。
This sheep has a love. He desire. He has a desire.
这个是最终的一个目的啊。
That is the ultimate purpose.
这个羊里面心中有一个爱慕。
And then this sheep has a desire in his heart.
他要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
He wants to dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
你知道吗？我们的神啊，在创世以前心里面就有一个爱慕。
Do you know, before the foundation of the world, our God has a desire.
我们的神心中有一个爱慕，就是要找到一个安息之所。
And he has a desire, he wants to find a resting place.
还要住在那个地方。
He wants to dwell in that place.
这是他心里面所愿意的。
That is what his heart desires.
在创世以前，我们的神心里面就有这么一个爱慕。
And then even before the foundation of the world, our God has such heart desire.
但是这个爱慕的人是不知道的。
But people did not know his heart desire.
虽然在地上，又神创造了许多的人。
And then even God created so many people.
也有许多的人是爱慕神的。
And then even many people love the Lord.
但是地上的人很少知道这个天上这个神心中有这样一个爱慕。
And then rarely a person knows that God has such heart desire.
经过了好多好多年。
And then after many years,
总算在地上有那么一个人。
There is one person on
earth. 那个人就是大卫。
That was David.
大卫明白神心中的这个爱慕。
And then David understood the heart desire of the Lord.
这个爱慕呢，也成为大卫的爱慕。
And this desire becomes the heart desire of David.
就是因为这一件事情。
Because of this.
神说大卫是合我心意的人。
God says David is the one after my own heart.
并不是说大卫是一个完全的人。
It is not say David is very, is holy, is complete.
是因为大卫明白了神的心意。
It was because David understood the heart desire of the Lord.
今天我们在地上服侍弟兄姊妹。
When we serve brothers and sisters,
盼望有一天呢，大卫心中的爱慕成为我们弟兄姊妹的心中的爱慕。
And we hope the heart desire of David will become our heart desire.
这就是我们彼此服侍的目的。
And that is the purpose that we serve one another.
当神为什么来牧养我们？
And then that is why the Lord shepherd us.
神盼望他心中的爱慕有一天能够成为我们心中的爱慕。
He hopes that his heart desire one day will become our heart desire.
今天我们为什么牧养我们的孩子？
And how, why do we shepherd our children today?
我们盼望有一天我们心中的爱慕成为我们孩子心中的爱慕。
Because we hope one day our heart desire will become our children's.
如果我们按照神的心意来牧养他们的话，
If we shepherd our children according to the heart desire of our Lord.
如果我们接受神对我们的牧养的话，
If we receive the shepherding of the Lord for us.
那神的爱慕有一天就是成为我们的爱慕。
Then the heart desire of the Lord one day will become ours.
有一天我们爱慕那个神的居所。
And then our heart desire is the resting, is the dwelling house of the Lord.
然后我们才能够带领我们的孩子。
Then we can, bring our children.
让这个孩子也能够爱慕神的居所。
We will make our children to will dwell in the house of the Lord.
神已经选择了锡安。
And then God has already chosen Zion.
在创世以前已经拣选了锡安。
He has chosen Zion before the foundation of the world.
因此，神今天在等候在地上的儿女起来做同样的拣选。
And so that God is waiting for His children to rise up, do the same thing.
这是神牧养我们的目的。
And that is the purpose that that God shepherding us.
所以今天早晨，我们就是从这个角度来看诗篇二十三篇。
From this aspect, that's my sharing for Psalm 23.
让我们认识神为什么要牧养我们。
And let us to understand why God wants to shepherd us.
神是如何来牧养我们。
And how He shepherds us.
让我们在今年的服事的里面，我们学习如何来彼此的服事。
In this new year, let's learn how to serve one another.
如何的彼此的照顾。
And how do we care one another?
但愿我们每一个人能够在主的面前能够有这样的一个寻求。
And I hope all of us will have this pursuing.
我们能够求主把一位弟兄或者一位姊妹摆在我们的心中。
And then let's pray that the Lord put one or two brothers or sisters to our heart.
所以我们可以为他们祷告。
So that we can pray for them.
我们注意他们的属灵的需要。
And then we will pay attention to their spiritual needs.
他们如果有困难的时候，我们与他们在一起。
And we will be with them when they are in difficult times.
他们如果被仇敌攻击的时候，我们宣告主的得胜。
We declare the victory of the Lord when they are attacked by the enemy.
他们如果有问题的时候，我们把他带到那个安歇的水边。
We will take them to the quiet waters when they have questions.
我们能够在弟兄姊妹需要的时候呢，我们能够在那个地方。
We will be with the brother or sister. When they have needs,
我们的弟兄姊妹掉入沟的里面的时候，我们用竿把它勾回来。
And when you see a brother or sister is fall in the ditch, we need go to help them get out of the ditch.
如我们弟兄姊妹偏行几路的时候呢，我们用那个杖把它挽回回来。
And then when we see one brother or sister is go astray, we need use the staff to take him back.
让我们一起来看见神对我们的呼召。
And let us see the calling from the Lord.
在神的家中里面彼此的服侍。
We serve one another in the house of the Lord.
互相的照顾。
And we care out for one another.
我们也用这样的主给我们的教导来带领我们自己的孩子。
And then let's shepherd our children by the teaching from the Lord.
把孩子带到安歇的水边。
We take our children to the quiet waters.
把孩子带到青草地上。
We take our children to the green pasture.
我们要走那个义路。
We need ride on the path of the righteousness.
所以我们的孩子也能够走义路。
So our children will walk on the same path.
当我们孩子遇到艰难的时候，
When our children has difficulties,
我们与他同在。
We need be with them.
好叫我们能够知道说如何在仇敌攻击的时候宣告主的得胜。
So that we know how to declare the victory of the Lord when the enemy come attack us.
让我们的孩子有一天他的福杯满溢了。
So that one day our children their cup will overflow.
他的心里面有确据了。
And he has assurance in his heart.
他心里面有一个爱慕。
And he has a heart desire.
就是神的爱慕。
That is the heart desire.
那样有一天我们到神面前的时候，神就说你是良善又忠心的仆人。
In that way, so one day we come to the Lord, He will say, "You are good and faithful servant."
但愿我们在地上学习这样的来做一个良善又忠心的仆人。
Let us learn to be a good and faithful servant.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们感谢你是我们的好牧人。
We thank you. You are our good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
The good shepherd laid down your life for sheep.
是吧？我们也感谢你，今天也把这个牧羊的这个事托付给我们每一个人。
And then we thank you that you have entrusted this shepherding ministry to all of us.
让我们每一个人都起来接受这样的一个托付。
Let all of us to rise up to receive this entrusting.
让我们一方面接受牧者的带领。
On the one hand, that is to receive the shepherding of you.
另外一方面，我们学习彼此的服侍。
On the other hand, that is to serve one another.
我们也特别为做父母的祷告。
We will pray for parents.
主要要按照神的这个旨意来教导我们的孩子。
And let them teach their children according to the will of God.
让神的牧养我们的方式来牧养我们的孩子。
We will shepherd our children by the way that you shepherd us.
我们但愿我们聚会当中的每一个孩子。孩子都能够有一天福杯满溢出来。
And then we hope each one of the child among us, their cup will overflow.
每一个孩子，他们里面都有一个确据。
And then each one of the child, they will have assurance.
一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着他们。
They will say, surely goodness and love kindness will follow me all the day of my life.
每一个孩子心中都有一个爱慕。
In all of one of the children, they will have a heart desire.
就是要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
They will want to dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore.
主啊，这是何等大的恩典！
And what a great grace, Lord!
主啊，我们求你把这样的恩典赐给你的教会。
Lord, have give your church such a gift.
也赐给你的儿女们。
And then to all your children.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.